Our guest is Kristen Grency, who is with YWCA, here to talk about the coldest night of the year, February the 28th. What is it really all about, Kristen?
You know, for coldest night of the year, it's really about the woman and child who find themselves needing to escape in the middle of the night. They leave with a backpack and they show up at our door, and we need to be there to provide services and support for them in those moments. And so coldest night of the year is about putting ourselves in the shoes of someone living unhoused for just a few minutes, a short walk, a 2 kilometer or 5 kilometer walk, where, you know, we feel the cold and we think about the women and children who may have had to walk that route and land on our doors.
So, and homelessness, I saw some statistics, up 29% just in Saskatoon.
That's right. The point in time count showed that homelessness rates are up 29% over last year. And the reality is we know it's far more grim than that.
So where is the YWCA's Coldest Night of the Year walk starting?
You know, on February 28th, we'll walk from YWCA Saskatoon to Ideas Inc., which is where our Women Shifting Gears and Trade Journey programs operate out of. So that walk could be the walk of a woman who's staying in our shelter, maybe needing a bit of support and bettering her future by participating in one of our programs.
So if you want to get involved, if you want to support, if you can't be involved for whatever reason, but you want to support, can you do that? And if you want to be involved, how do you do that?
Of course you can. It's not too late to register. You know, you might find yourself next week, your kids are off school, and what do? It's not too late to register. Put in a team, 5 to 7 people. Come and walk with us on February 28th, 2 kilometers or 5 kilometers. We are, you know, we've been hosting this event for 6 years, and last year we raised over $50,000. And
nice.
So the support that this does to the community is truly, truly powerful.
If you wanted to participate, how would you do it?
Yeah, if you want to participate, I would visit ywcasaskatoon.com and find Coldest Night of the Year there.